My name is Tyler Woodruff. Today I'm interviewing Miss Miller from Manatee County School District. She's a guidance counselor. Today is February 1st, 2019. We're located in Sarasota, Florida. How are you doing today, Miss Miller?
Good. How are you, Mr. Woodruff?
Doing good. Let's get started with the questions, okay?
Sure.
Can you give me a brief background on where you work and what your job entails?
I work for the Manatee County School District as a guidance counselor. Typically, my day-to-day responsibilities revolve around guiding students in their educational careers and helping them make decisions towards the future.
What made you want to become a guidance counselor?
Well, in my own high school career, I was one of those students that didn't have the best path, but I was very influenced by my own guidance counselor, and she helped shape me into the person that I am today.
All right. How important do you think education is in shaping someone's life?
Education and knowledge is crucial in shaping a person's life, especially with students who are at that impressionable age, such as like the high school and middle school students. Everything in life requires some type of educational background. This isn't to say everyone needs a college degree. There's many different options in our society today, such as a technical or vocational study program.
So you would suggest at least getting some education after high school?
Correct.
So do you think kids from all social classes have equal opportunities to succeed?
I do think there are equal opportunities. However, sometimes things such as economical issues or social backgrounds can hold students back with moving forward in their education.
So do you think people from a poor background have less opportunities to succeed with their education as opposed to someone who comes from a rich family?
Not exactly less opportunities, because we are blessed to live in Florida that does have school choice, so they have the equal opportunities. They're there, but sometimes those opportunities are not explored because of the situation they're in, and that's heartbreaking to see.
And school choice, just to clarify, is basically you're able to choose what school you want to go to regardless of what zone you're in. Like, some states require you to go according to the zone, but here in Florida you can choose what school you want to go to, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and to follow up on the last question, how much of an influence is the student's family background in your opinion?
I think that a student's family is the stepping stone to their educational future. Students are influenced only temporarily by teachers and counselors. However, family is there to influence forever.
Do you think a student who has a bad family background could be influenced greatly by a teacher, though?
Well, it's like I said in the question previous, that students are at an impressionable age. So when they are at home and they see the kind of behaviors that aren't typically, they're not good behaviors, they could follow down the same path to, say, their fathers or their mothers, you know, who are acting not as they should be.
Right. But a teacher could possibly have a great influence on them. Would you agree?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and from your observations, do you think kids with low educated parents perform worse than the kids with higher educated parents?
Not necessarily. Most of the time, parents want their children to do better and succeed more than they have. So typically, this student would try harder to meet that standard. But of course, there's exceptions to that.
So would it be safe to say that a kid who comes from a family who participates in criminal activities on a regular basis would be less inclined to do better in school?
I think that's probable.
Because obviously, as we've said before, the family background has quite a substantial impact on the kids. So if the parents aren't involved with his education or pushing him to do better, he's probably not going to do better, correct?
That would be correct.
What are some common issues with the low-income students versus those that come from wealthy families?
Low-income students might not be able to afford the necessary materials for school, like the expensive calculators you need for your math courses or textbooks. So they might have to supplement their parental income as well with part-time jobs or full-time jobs. So they have less time for their studies and sleep, which is especially important for a teenager.
Do you see that a lot with the low-income students, that they're working part-time jobs and helping the family out to pay bills and stuff? Or
I do have quite a few students that they have to work part-time just because, you know, maybe their mom can't because she's disabled, or, you know, that. Yes, I see that quite often.
I think another issue you might have with the low-income students is they're also not able to buy things like the wealthy kids would be. Like, they're not able to buy new cars or new clothes, so that sometimes could affect their self-esteem, which in turn could affect their educational abilities.
I think that that's very right on point, because especially in high school and middle school, children are wanting to impress their friends. So with low self-esteem, you know, they could reflect poorly on their grades and their education.
So does your school district have any special programs in place for the low-income students? Because I don't think, obviously, they can afford many things that the wealthy kids or middle-class kids could afford. So do you have any special programs in place to help them out financially?
Of course. There's things like, I think this is with Sarasota County, too. Every school has free lunch programs that aid with purchasing materials for school or for clothes that they need. Of course, there's a transportation system with the buses. So there's lots of programs in place to help these students succeed.
And obviously, they don't have to worry about buying textbooks as you would in college because everything's provided for free on that aspect of things, correct?
Correct.
And I'm sure teachers will pitch in and help people if they need to buy, like, pens or pencils and backpacks.
Like, sure.
Okay, and just to follow up, I know we said teachers will pitch in to help low-income students sometimes, and obviously they do their best, but do you think teachers also will sometimes discriminate based on social class? Do you have teachers that just discriminate against people?
I think that it's our duty as an educational faculty member to treat each student equally, but with that being said, we are all human. So, yes, that does happen sometimes, which is very unfortunate.
How often do you think it happens? Do you think it's very often, or is it rare that it happens?
I think it depends on the child and how the child behaves. You know, if your child comes from a low-income family and is disruptive in class, that teacher might look at them differently because they're disruptive. And, you know, they would see their background and just it would add to the discrepancy.
Right. I could see some kind of stigma being placed on that student in that respect. Okay, so as a guidance counselor, you obviously deal with getting kids applying to colleges and helping them apply to colleges and get into different colleges they want to pursue. So do you think colleges discriminate sometimes based on their social class or their race?
I don't believe necessarily towards social class in that respect, but with college applications, they do require you to provide your racial information and your ethnic background. So I do think that racially discriminating, yes, they do. You know, mostly with these schools, like with these Ivy League schools, I'm not saying that they always discriminate with people's race, but I mean, most of those schools have students with a rich family background. They're white or European or, you know, in that respect. It's just, you know, I think that college does tend to have more discrimination based on race.
So in general, is there anything you would change about your school system that you work in?
I think that teachers need to keep in mind that each child is different. So it would be helpful to learn techniques to cater to each child's potential and their own learning needs. So in that respect, I think that teachers need to do a better job of treating children as individuals, not just a sum of a class.
So maybe some psychological training on different backgrounds, maybe like cultural training to help teachers understand different backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds, and how each individual is affected, because obviously you can't treat everyone the same, because obviously people aren't the same. They all come from different backgrounds. Would you think that we need to have more training for the teachers? Or
sure, it would be nice to have an open mind to that kind of training.
So since we've established, like, each kid does come from an individual background that's specific to them, can you make it a personal goal as a guidance counselor to ensure that each child's afforded equal opportunity? Because obviously you have a direct role in these people's lives, so are you able to tell me today that you can make it a goal to ensure that everyone has equal opportunity?
Well, I think personally that the career path I've chosen, it's my responsibility to ensure each student has opportunities to help them better their future and better the future of their children. So yeah, personally, I could say that I'm willing to ensure equal opportunity to each student that I deal with.
And you can keep an open mind, obviously, on different backgrounds, because you deal with people from criminal backgrounds, poor backgrounds, and you, obviously, as a guidance counselor, can't let any of that influence you. So you can make it your own personal goal and statement that you're not going to let any of that influence you, how you help those students, because I think that's kind of an issue we have, is people in powerful positions sometimes allow these biases they have personally affect how they help different kids. And I just want to make sure that you can say today that you will not let any biases affect how you help different kids.
Certainly.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to interview with me today. Again, this is Ms. Miller with Manatee County School Board, a guidance counselor, and appreciate your time.
Thank you.